So our practice, as I said earlier, is essentially simple. A simple mind. Aware and receiving experience. What that simple mind and the practice too, as mindfulness becomes established, the practice is very simple and indeed can feel like not much doing happening at all as the mindfulness and wisdom begin to have momentum. We are receiving this human experience unfolding. What that simple awareness reveals is mind-bogglingly complex. Complex workings of our minds. The Buddha had this capacity to be able to see into it and then turn around and describe to us these workings of the mind. And so the teachings sometimes sound really complicated because some of the teachings are describing this complexity. There's a way we could distinguish, and the Buddha in one sutta described the teaching of dependent origination as a teaching in the middle. In the middle between kind of the sense of things being permanent, always existing, and not existing. And that instead of either one of those two, it's a description of the human experience as an unfolding process. So he called the dependent origination a teaching, a description of how our minds create suffering, how our minds create the sense of self. It's very complex. And then he had, there are other things, the middle way, we could say. Wise view, wise understanding, the middle way, the middle path is the practice. And initially there's some reorientation in our minds to be able to practice, but essentially the practice moves in this direction of more and more simplicity. And that simplicity creates the conditions to see the complexity. So, not to complicate the practice. In fact, if we're kind of trying to look for some of these things, trying to find or bring in all of the ideas of the complexity in terms of, oh, now maybe I should look at this, and now maybe I should look at that. That very intention and that very activity of mind is going to obscure what we're looking for. Because it takes a mind that is so simple to witness what's going on in there. Kind of amazing. So that's an encouragement again to, you know, just take in the teachings, but then keep the practice simple.